Welcome to Nerd and the Noob, episode 71. What? No more Captain America to talk about. Hello!
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Nerd and the Noob, episode 71. Where we talk about all things nerdy, at least that
pertain to us.
My name is Greg, I am the nerd of the show.
And I am Michael, and I am the noob, forever and always.
It just happens that way. Although I had a discussion about you today.
Oh yeah?
What path do you feel your hobbies and or likes would have taken had we not 2 years ago, in June, decided to do the podcast?
I have no idea.
Because you were... You know, hardcore on the sports memorabilia, and then of course Minecraft and video games a lot. But I mean, other than that, your interest in the comic book world and the nerd world was kind of just
I don't know. I would probably be doing something like more gaming, maybe, because I don't do that much anymore. Although
we also talked about that today too.
I did clean up my office. Everything's nice and clean.
They can't tell.
The only thing that's hooked up now is the PlayStation. I did have the Xbox in here, some little device to stream thing. I don't use it anymore, so I took it all out. It was blah 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 blah. But where would I be? I think I might be doing something along the lines of like woodworking and stuff like that, you know, because I always wanted
to
try and
get into it. So what you're saying is we're holding you back.
Yes, you are holding me back.
Bert's going to piss off the headphone user.
I know. So as we said at the beginning, welcome to Nerd and the Noob, episode 71. We're going to get off to a good start with our Nerb chat. This is just stuff if people want to...
You call this one a good... This part, this question a good start?
Yeah, sorry, let me get my...
The question from Dave Townsend, I think his question was last week as well, is have we stopped posting the show on iTunes? No, we haven't. I haven't done it yet.
I've been really busy and a lot of lazy, and so I want to apologize. You're going to probably, assuming I can remember to do it tonight or tomorrow, if I get the time.
See an influx of like three episodes.
See three episodes all at once. So I completely apologize. It is completely and utterly my fault. So... Moving on.
Playing the blame game. Blame flip.
Blame flip. No, it's just a lot of stuff going on.
No.
And Gina are dealing with fertility stuff and, you know, a lot of baby things, trying to figure that out. And, you know, just lots on my mind.
Not blaming you at all.
So, all right, well, we're going to move on to the main event, then.
First time ever we're talking about a comic book.
It's not first time ever. First time in a while.
Okay, in a really, really long...
Actually, it may be the first time in the main event.
It's definitely the first time in the main event.
But we did it in the long box before. What, for the long box?
Yep.
You still miss that, don't you?
Sort of.
Hey, who knows? We may decide to change the names again one day. So, first thing we're going to talk about is the fact that Dick Grayson is shedding his Nightwing persona.
Recently, in Forever Evil, it was shown that Nightwing died. And that's partially true. The character of Nightwing is, for the time being anyway, no more. They are retiring the moniker, which is gonna piss off some people.
Yeah, me for one.
And they're going forward with a super spy thriller international thing called Grayson. My question is, the world now knows that Dick Grayson was Nightwing. Yes, they believe him to be dead.
But is he getting dead?
He's got a gun now.
So, USA Today has revealed DC's plans for Grayson, a new series from the creative team of writers Tim Seeley and Tom King. The latter describes the series as a chance for the former Robin to take off the mask and step out on his own in a world where he's not simply being another hero like the hero he grew up with.
Grayson number one will be released in July, while the current Nightwing series is set to wrap up with issue 30 next month. I'll be buying that omnibus.
The full 1 through 30?
Yeah.
I've probably got half of them if you want to start reading them.
According to the website on USA Today, Batman insists that Dick keep the fact that he's alive from everyone, including Alfred, Batgirl, and all the likes, to protect them and himself now that his secret identity has been revealed to the world.
As a result, Nightwing will be leaving Gotham City and will become an employee of Spiral, the international spy agency introduced during Grant Morrison's Batman Incorporated run. However, there may be more than meets the eye, and King compares the series as follows.
It's DC's The Americans. This is something where at the end of it, you have to go and talk about it.
It's
a bold move.
We talk a lot about like TV to movie type, comic to TV type stuff.
Yeah,
something like this would make a really awesome, like TV type thing. You know, start it out with Grayson as Nightwing. You know, give a one or two episode backstory of flashbacks with him being the kid and training with Batman.
I think you'd have to have at least a half of a full season to be Nightwing.
And you let him be Nightwing, and then at the end of the first season, for all I care, Nightwing dies, Dick Grayson's outed, blam, the show goes from being called Nightwing to being called Grayson.
Okay, so, TV aside, my problem with this is twofold.
Okay.
DC's gonna just take hell for this. Because Nightwing is very widely known as one of the absolute favorite characters in DC Universe. Period. Ever since he debuted in the 70s with that weird-ass high collar, he has still been one of the favorite characters.
Right.
Maybe not 70s, maybe 80s.
Do you think if this doesn't work, instead of just retiring the Dick Grayson name, they maybe bring him back into maybe Batman Incorporated or
or something like that? See, I don't know where this would lead. Like, if they're going to get rid of the Nightwing persona, then they've got two options. You either come back and unretired Nightwing, like in this big, like Batman's fighting someone that they both fight all the time, and he's down, and he's against the ropes, and all of a sudden Nightwing comes in with the "Have you missed me?" Or he gets a new Bat persona, like it's another graduation for him. You know, he went from Robin to Nightwing, graduating away from Batman.
Mm.
So maybe now in this point in his life and his age, he realizes Bruce isn't going to live forever. You know, I've already been Batman once. Maybe I should get closer to it now. So he goes and he takes on a new bat-styled persona.
That could work. I would almost like to see them, because like when they did him with the Nightwing thing, he was kind of on his own. He was always having to refix his suit and, that kind of stuff. No money, that kind of stuff. It would be interesting to see him.
Oh, I'm sure he had a Wayne stipend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be interesting to see him somehow end up, say, in, I don't care, Australia, somewhere that's got a big enough city that could support it, but that, somehow he puts down roots. They go through like a quick montage and it's 10 years later or something like that. And he's built up this firm, he whatever he's doing, it's a tech firm because he's a genius.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, kind of morphs into his own Batman style character.
Could have a stuntman business.
Well, that could work. But he could morph into his own Batman style character that lets him, kind of mirror Bruce Wayne. Maybe not quite as much money, but that kind of situation.
I agree with the premise, but I don't think they're going to take it out of the country.
Oh, no, I was just saying.
I think he stays here. I think
in L.A.
Not enough high buildings.
Yeah.
If they're going to do anything, put him in New York proper at that point,
Where is Wayne at?
I think it's assumed that it's kind of like near New York.
Oh, fair enough.
But anyway, you know, to sum up what I thought about this when I saw it a couple days ago, I want to try it because just the character alone I really like. I want to know how they're going to hide the fact that his face is right there. How are people not going to know he's alive?
Well, if he's an undercover spy, then
it's what is he going to wear? Run around with a mask? He's got a gun now. Does he kill?
That is interesting. Like, the picture that we're looking at is him jumping. It looks like he's jumping through a skylight or something like that.
With very specifically placed bats.
And he's pointing a gun. So, that would be...
Does he kill now? Like, does Bruce... Interesting. Does Bruce advocate that? Like, because, I mean, he's still, to this day, Bruce is still his mentor.
Right. Or is this DC's way of possibly bringing up, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. type thing?
No. I don't think DC could pull a S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know. If they were going to do it, this would be a great way to do it. You know, you got not necessarily retired, but maybe debunked superheroes, and they kind of start working in this.
I don't know if DC has enough debunked superheroes to do that.
You know what I mean.
I get what you're saying, but still.
So, I think it's a cool story. I'm like you. I think once number 30 comes out for Nightwing, I think I'm going to get it. I may have most of them. I'll have to look and see, and then see if I can't just order a couple of them and get caught up to 30. That way I've got the whole new 52 Nightwing run.
That would be cool.
And then maybe start looking at Grayson, because that, you know, I'm not going to do too much, but Grayson looks like it might be pretty interesting. Just because I like that whole spy thing. Like you said, does he kill somebody?
What's the question?
That would be very, very interesting.
And the next thing, the other thing in our main event that kind of got us both thinking was Channing Tatum confirmed that he is in talks to be Gambit in an X-Men movie. And I've just got to say, nuh-uh. I've heard this. He's funny. He's charming. He's got the body for it. We all know.
Right.
He's too short. He's not Cajun.
He's too short?
He's too short. I don't think he's that. When I think Gambit, I think someone who's, you know, tall. Like, tall. Like, Wolverine in the movies tall. Which is weird, because in the cartoons and a lot of the comics, Wolverine is super short.
Yeah. So, here's the story's from ScreenRant.com. It says, building from critical and financial success of X-Men First Class and the Wolverine solo film, 20th Century Fox has placed an enormous amount of trust and financial backing in X-Men and X2 director Bryan Singer for the time-traveling shared universe kickoff,
X-Men Days of Future Past. Which is going to bomb for some reason because the world hates me and Apocalypse isn't going to happen.
The film will bring back both the original X-Men cast, led by Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, as well as the First Class team, led by James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender, while also attempting to sew up plot holes and controversial filmmaking choices that plagued earlier installments, most notably Brett Ratner's X-Men The Last Stand, in order to streamline the franchise in preparation for the recently announced X-Men Apocalypse movie.
Better happen.
Days of Future Past is an ambitious project, and X-fans will have to wait another month from the time of this writing to find out if Singer is able to make good on all these goals on top of delivering a smart and entertaining X-Men movie experience.
The filmmaker knows what's at stake, already talking up characters he'd like to utilize in the Apocalypse movie, including everyone's favorite Raging Cajun, Gambit, along with Nightcrawler. I can't know.
But who could play Remy LeBeau in the build-up to... That's more Jamaican, isn't it?
That was Jamaican.
In the build-up to Days of Future Past, X-Men series producer Lauren Shuler Donner mentioned the studio had met with Channing Tatum for the part, indicating at the time that she was eyeing the 22 Jump Street star for a solo Gambit movie. Now, following months of speculation about whether or not Shuler is actually dying to do a Gambit movie with Channing Tatum, the actor has officially confirmed that he met with the film producer and would love to do a Gambit movie.
No. Here's his quote.
From MTV.
I met with Lauren Shuler Donner, and I would love it. Gambit is really the only X-Men I've ever loved. I mean, I've loved them all. They're all great. But I guess from being down south, my dad's from Louisiana, I'm from Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. I don't know. I just related to him. He's kind of suave. He's the most un-X-Men X-Man that's ever been in the X-Men.
That's hard to say.
Other than maybe Wolverine, who's like the anti-hero. He's a thief. He's not even a hero. He's kind of walking the line of gray. He loves women and drinking and smoking and stuff, so he's just a cool guy who happens to have a moral center. I hope it comes together. You never know. It's a weird industry. If the stars align, I would die to play it. I'm already working on the accent. It's crappy at the moment. Okay, so I didn't read his thing. Seems to know X-Men.
Just a little bit?
Seems to. Okay, more so, and this is kind of I'm going to back up for a second. Okay. I still don't think he's perfect at all.
Okay. How about Shia LaBeouf?
He's not famous anymore. He seems to love the character. Like, he actually gets the character.
Right.
Most people could not describe Gambit if you asked them.
Right.
He's not a main X-Men or anything.
He was one of my favorites, though.
But you get what I'm saying. Even from the cartoons, he wasn't a main X-Man.
You know, I say you go pick anybody that's playing in True Blood, because they all got that Louisiana accent down. I mean, hell, Anna Paquin. A chick version of Gambit, that would be
all I'm saying weird. Is that I don't want him as this. I don't think he would work.
Okay.
I've said it, my favorite things that they do...
Tell me, if the accent is the only thing that's bothering you,
the accent seriously
watch True Blood. Okay, they're in that part of the country. None of them have that accent, but they all pull it off awesome. Okay? Just saying, it works.
I don't see him doing it. There are parts of him that do fit the character, and you know how I am when it comes to these comic book characters. I think it's in their interest if they bring someone in who reveres the character, who actually likes the character, doesn't have to go and you're hiring somebody that says, I gotta play Spider-Man, I gotta go read a few issues because I've never read any.
Right.
That person's gonna be horrible.
Right, I agree.
Because they don't understand the depth behind a character.
Right.
So, you know, maybe if he has a love for the character, but I don't know. Let's move on.
Well, there's more to this article if you guys want to go check it out in the links. You can check it on our Facebook page or go check it on our forum page because there's more stuff in here talking about possibly Deadpool movie, X-Force movie, talking about just all kinds of different stuff that we're not going to continue to get in because it continues to get longer and longer and longer and longer and longer.
Yep.
I still say, honestly, I kind of like him. Okay, and I did not hate Taylor Kish as...
This isn't Gambit. Vin Diesel hate. This is strictly weird for the character.
For me. See, you say that, but then turn around and say Rock would make a good Green Lantern.
No, I don't. The hell you say, sir? Michael Jai White all the way. The hell you say?
No? Okay. Just say it. Put it out there. There are people that say The Rock could make a good Green Lantern.
You know who should be Gambit?
Who's that?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We haven't done that in a while.
See? He could totally be Dick Grayson Nightwing. You heard it here first.
It turns into the spy. We've done it. We have done it. We have figured out a way to bring it full circle and bring Joseph Gordon-Levitt back
into the show. He's been gone for a while.
I don't know that I'd like him. I could see Leo DiCaprio doing it.
As who?
Gambit.
No.
Come on. The guy is perfect in everything except Titanic.
Gambit doesn't scream. And all Leonardo DiCaprio does is scream at everybody.
Yeah, but it would work.
No.
It would work.
No.
It would work.
No.
It would work.
No.
I'm watching the thing because it looks the same. It'd work.
That's enough for that.
Aww. Moving on. All right. Before we move on, James Tipper actually says, couldn't be any worse than Taylor Kish. Again, I say, I liked Taylor Kish. The producer says, I want someone that is from the Cajun region. Right, Channing Tatum was born
in Alabama.
in Alabama, which isn't bad, but still, I mean, couldn't we find someone else? I don't know that you're going to find somebody from the Cajun. Freaking Hugh Jackman's from Australia.
Have you heard Wolverine on Broadway?
Yes, that was hilarious.
It was great.
Amazing.
He's from freaking Australia.
Alright, so we are going to move into the Noob Versus.
Last week's unofficial Noob Versus, because they wouldn't let me make it official, was Vin Diesel versus the winner of the Nerd Madness Doctor Who, and it would appear that the votes are in, and Vin Diesel is love. Vin Diesel is life. Vin Diesel defeats Doctor Who.
Do you guys call each other during the week and go, hey, let's piss him off?
It just makes me giggle. And I kind of hate it because I like Doctor Who more, but still.
This week's new versus, the first one of post-Nerd Madness this year, is 80s, what does it say?
Video game heroes.
80s video game heroes.
So,
I know who I picked.
You know who you picked?
I know who I picked.
And I know who I picked. So, let's do paper, rock, scissors, see who picked. He says first.
One, two, three, go.
Ha! You go first.
Oh, I go, okay. I selected, pre-selected, Mario 1981.
Oh, I don't know my year.
I had to look because I wanted to be sure.
I double checked mine, but I don't remember the year now. My selection was Link.
Oh!
From Zelda. Now, here's a problem with this. They're essentially the same dude.
No.
Their princesses constantly get stolen from them, and they constantly have to go find them.
Ooh.
However, Link is not afraid to kill. I mean, he has a sword.
What are you talking about? Mario sets those little Goombas on fire every day.
He just bounces on the turtles and they go,
he throws up a fireball.
He says Dammy made a presentation and everything, but I couldn't get to the presentation. It's not letting me in it.
Says he doesn't have permission. Are you on the wrong email?
So I posit that Link is, while underrated, he has stood the test of time over the systems better. In the years where Mario really didn't get new games except for Smash Brothers and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Link was still getting new games.
Mario got some new games.
Really?
Mario got some new games.
Really?
Mario got some new games.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to wait to see if he'll give me permission to this.
It's too late now. It was for both of us.
I know, but I want to see what it looks like. He's got some kind of presentation for us. There we go. Noob versus episode 71. 80s video game heroes.
He wants you to put it on the screen.
Do I have that one up? Is that one?
No.
Is that one? It's not going to do it. I'll have to pull a new screen. We'll be better prepared next week. Let's look at this. Oh, and it's got this thing. That's so cool. You're going down, by the way.
Not happening.
There's no way Mario beats Link.
Mario is going to light his ass on fire.
Let me just say this. My nerds. My nerds. My noobs. All of you. Link loves Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel supports Link. So therefore, I ask for your support in this Vendeavor.
Vendeavor?
Yes! That was an accident, but it worked. To make sure that Link wins this Noob Versus challenge.
Ladies and gentlemen, from your nerd, take my word for it. Mario is the most iconic character.
Needs a sidekick.
Ever. He beat one of the original bad guys, the donkey.
I almost picked him.
He goes back and forth from the 2D world to the 3D world and all around.
It's the best you got?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to play Mario.
Oh, Lord! So there you go, guys. Go check out the link on our Facebooks and Twitters and all the good stuff, and make sure you vote.
By the way, Link looks like a girl.
Mario's a fat Italian. What does that have to do with anything?
He looks like a man.
With the 80s porn stash?
Ron Jeremy had to learn from somewhere.
Wow.
Actually, do you think that they modeled his head after Ron Jeremy? Because that is an 80s porn stash.
It really is an 80s porn stash. I don't know, but we're going to move on to the coming attractions. And we've got a couple of different things for you to watch. The first one is First 5 Minutes of How to Train Your Dragon 2. We neglected to watch it. I've never seen the first one. Is it good?
I'm going to slap you later.
Okay, apparently it's good. I have not watched the first one. So
next up is a Batman Beyond clip from WonderCon. Because it's the 75th anniversary of Batman, a bunch of creators are doing these short videos. And Batman Beyond is my favorite Batman.
Right.
So I was very happy to see that.
Jersey Boys, directed by Clint Eastwood. Looked okay.
Did it? Yep. 22 Jump Street. They're in college.
It was funny.
It was pretty
funny. The TV spot was funny. For the final X-Men Days of Future Past trailer, looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. And the a clip from the upcoming DC I Own Everything on Video movie, Son of Batman.
Yes. That was really good.
Yeah.
I liked the
clip. I think I found my replacement Batman if they would just continue to hire him.
Huh?
Bruce Greenwood. Greenway. One of the two.
He was, can't even say his
he
name.
Played Pike on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
he's
I like
been,
him.
He was Batman on Young Justice, and he's been it a couple of times in the animated.
Speaking of that, I just got done watching Young Justice Season 1 on Netflix.
I'm just working my way through
it. They don't have Season 2 on there yet.
Not yet.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad that it stopped at Season 2.
Yep. So now we're going to run into Rapid Fire. This is where we kind of go and we talk about stuff supposedly fairly quick. We're going to talk about some Marvel news. Kevin Feige.
Feige! Yay, you with the right name.
Talks about the MCU. This is a slightly large article, so we're going to try and hit key points.
Titanfall! Sorry, it was a commercial.
Really, dude? let's see. So, article starts out, IGN, this is a thing from IGN.com, IGN Movies, and this is them talking to Kevin Feige. Let's start with the big question. How is Cap 2 a game changer for the MCU?
Kevin Feige says, well, I think the obvious way is that the overall structure and glue that held it together in many ways in the form of S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone. Great point.
Yes.
That was an idea we had many years ago to change the game for Avengers 2, which we certainly have. It also led into something that I had always thought. I think Chris Evans was actually one of the first people I pitched it to on the set of Avengers in Central Park in New York City on the last day of productions, where they were all standing in a circle watching Thor and Loki shoot off back to Asgard. He said, okay, so we're doing two? What are you thinking? It was very early days then. Well, that's the thing. It was very early days then when I think I said. That's a sentence that was quoted.
You know, we love the Winter Soldier, and I have this crazy idea that the SSR, the Strategic Scientific Reserve, defeated Hydra, incorporated a lot of their scientists, and that's how S.H.I.E.L.D. was founded. And unbeknownst to anyone, a lot of what S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been doing has not been good. That's exposed, and Cap has to take it all down.
And then Chris Evans replies with, holy shit, really?
Let's see. IGN's next question was, you guys mentioned Stephen Strange by name in there. Whether or not we see him in a movie, which I think we all know we will, he definitely exists now in the MCU. Are you guys looking at the appearance of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, as well as the mention of Doctor Strange, as setting up a new wave of characters to take over as the focal point for viewers once, contractually at least, the commitments for Cap, Stark, and Thor are met?
Well, I wouldn't say that has been the driving motivation for it. If we had all those actors signed up for 50 years, we would still want to introduce these new characters, because that's what the Marvel Universe is, and that's what is fun about our job, is taking beloved elements from the comics and characters with great potential from the comics and making movies out of them. That's the rest of the article you can go check out. I love the fact that he's, you know, he's admitting that they've thought about this early on. It changes the game for Avengers 2. Like, who's going to corral them now? And I think, again, someone's going to have to be avenged. Someone dies in Avengers 2.
Right.
One of these characters bites it. I just don't know who yet.
Right.
Maybe Tony bites it. You think Tony could bite it? What are you doing?
I'm reading a little bit more to see if there's any. This is a huge article. I'm going to go back and read it later, guys. There is a lot to this article. We want you to go back, check out the Facebook page, and click the link and check this out, because there is a lot of stuff, lots of spoilerish type stuff, and it just looks like it's awesome. So I'm not. We're not going to continue to read in it because it's just going to take us forever. Anyways, Patrick Stewart teasing X-Men news. This is going to be all you, dude.
Patrick Stewart teases a potential return for X-Men Apocalypse. I've got to say, if anybody deserves to retire of all of them, Sir Patrick Stewart.
And Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
They're looking pretty old.
They're looking very old.
I think it's kind of the point of it. It was revealed last week that the upcoming X-Men Apocalypse will primarily focus on the remaining first-class cast members.
Including James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Nicholas Hoult, and Jennifer Lawrence, which have all four announced they're signing off for the next movie. But that does not mean there's no room for folks from the original cast to return. Charles Xavier himself, Sir Patrick Stewart, was asked by MTV. MTV's asking...
Wait a minute! Are they pulling a Star Trek?
What?
So, they're rebooting X-Men by pulling a Star Trek.
I'm not following.
They rebooted Star Trek, but without rebooting it? They did the whole timeline thing, which made an alternate timeline?
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
They didn't make... Are you talking about going from the original to, like, next gen?
Yes.
No, that wasn't an alternate timeline. It was just, like, so many years in the future.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Oh, are you talking about Star Trek still?
Yes.
No. Star Trek is a alternate timeline. Otherwise, you can't have the older Vulcan.
Oh, you're talking about the new movies?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were going old school on me.
No. So, is that what they're doing with X-Men? Because if X-Men Apocalypse is going to focus on... First class people, then essentially X-Men 1, 2, and 3
haven't happened.
Aren't going to happen.
Good, because Cyclops can't be dead.
Wow. Mind just blew. Like, this has not made sense to me at all.
Until now?
Until...
I hadn't thought about that.
Because if they're doing... if the next
It's also movie, a really sneaky way to do it, because they're not just outright doing it. Like, you knew that from the beginning, you know, from Star Trek, the new one, that first one, you knew it 5 minutes into the movie. Thor dies. Yeah. It was Chris Hemsworth was his dad.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Thor, you know, Chris Hemsworth's character dies, and then you get a whole different universe. This one has taken time.
Huh. That's just really weird. That's just really strange. That blew my mind. Anyways, so back to the article.
After being asked, Patrick Stewart says, "I don't see why not. This is one of the blessings about fantasy and science fiction. You're never really dead. I would love to come back and do some more."
Then Stewart dropped a bit of a teaser for the future of the X-Men franchise. There might be something else. A little bird has whispered that there might be something X-Men related.
Would you like him back? I mean, I've personally always loved him as Charles.
Right.
You know, that movie was what, 2001?
See, here's the thing.
I don't remember the
if
release
date. If they're going to do what it sounds like I'm thinking they're doing, where they're kind of resetting it. You know, they send Wolverine back to change the future, whereas now that future doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Then I think after this, I think they need to
stop using the old characters.
Stop using the old characters.
But that hasn't that didn't stop. I mean, you don't think Leonard Nimoy will be in the third Star Trek?
One person.
And at this point, we're only hearing about Wolverine.
Exactly. The only one that as far as we know, is the only one.
I don't know. I don't think Hugh Jackman comes back for another one. So,
oh, I'm just saying. Right now, Hugh Jackman is the only one that has gone back in time.
Yeah.
To fix everything.
If you watch either some of the old animations or if you read some of the comics, he doesn't need to go back. He can just do it in his head.
Who, Charles?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just saying, I think it would be, if this is the way they're going, great. I think that's what they need to stick with. So, this is a cool article. Like, it just, my brain just popped, I think, a little bit. But we're gonna move on. There is the story. If you want to check it out, make sure you go check it out on the Facebook.
Next up is, there was a bit of a freak out in, I guess, overseas. They're already playing Spider-Man. And there's a bit of a teaser at the end that looks like there's some Avengers people in it.
It has long been a pipe dream for fans to see Spider-Man swing by the likes of Captain America and Iron Man in a future Avengers film. But the likelihood of such a thing happening is small while various studios hold the screen rights to Marvel characters.
Avi Arad has said, "I think it will take a moment in which we've run out of ideas. There's so much to tell about Spider-Man. There's so much to tell about the Sinister Six. The relationship between Spider-Man and Venom will bring in a whole other world." And I told you I had a thought about this. He's basically shooting it down saying, we have so much story
right.
to write that there's no reason we have to cross over. So I have two things to put onto that. First of all, that's effing ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because the reason, I mean, sadly to say, is monetarily there.
Yeah.
You throw Spider-Man into somewhere that, when you get a group of people, nerds, that are begging for something, and then you give this character a part in a movie, those Spider-Man fans are gonna go just to see him in that movie.
See, here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why Sony Studios and Marvel Studios can't co-produce the movie.
At this point, it's because it's the Battle of the Billion and who gets it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they can write it in a contract saying, you know, so much of this.
Right,
so much
but of look, this. If you think about it, though, Marvel would say, well, we claim 85% of the profit because we have 85% of the star power.
Still.
But he's also saying that he has such a big history of Spider-Man to work with. I do agree.
Right.
But I think that will dry up a lot faster than the method that Marvel Studios uses. Marvel Studios uses they're doing the same thing with the individual movies. Cap 1, 2, 3, Iron Man 1, 2, 3, Thor 1, 2, 3. Right. You've got those trilogies there, and then you'll start getting new trilogies. I'd love to see a graph one day, you know? But you get to bring those together on occasion and show them in the same world. That's the biggest draw of Marvel Comics.
Yeah, I agree.
We've both seen the documentaries, you know, that they do periodically that says the biggest boom for business was when the Avengers first appeared or the Justice League first appeared because kids could go and buy, oh my god, there's three of my favorite characters for one dime.
Right.
You know, you get what I mean? So that's why the Avengers has the appeal it does. Yes, Spider-Man is going to make a crap ton of money, but to just outright say we don't need to do this because we have all this story, you're going to get stagnant on the world because no one else is in it.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I mean, Sony doesn't own the rights to any of the other main hero types.
And I assume they're paying a crap ton of money to continue keeping Spider-Man characters.
Yeah.
Because they only have the rights to the ones they've showed, right, as far as I know.
Moving on, Anna Paquin's Rogue will be present for Days of X-Men Future Past. Back in December, director Bryan Singer revealed that even though she had shot a sequence for DOFP, Anna Paquin's Rogue had been cut out of the film. The very keen eyes at BuzzFeed, however, noticed her name was still present in the credits of the final trailer for the film, and they have confirmed with Fox that Paquin will, in fact, appear in the film in what is described as essentially a cameo.
I know what's going to happen.
What?
She's going to go running for Bobby, and then she's going to get squished.
See, I always thought the Rogue... I'm kind of hoping they recast her later on.
You want a larger, bustier Rogue, don't you?
No, I want them to go for the... Who does she end up killing? Captain Marvel?
Yeah. So, no, well...
The old Captain
Carol
Marvel.
Danvers, she ends up putting in a coma for a while.
And that's how she gets her flight and everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him go towards
you
that
You
want to
see that version of...
Yeah.
Maybe she... maybe that was the
Because instead she's just
this.
A whiny bitch. And I really didn't like just, that version.
I mean, I'm cool with her being there. I loved Rogue. And I love Anna Paquin. But, dude. Iceman goes full Iceman.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
So badass! I'm going to be the one... Some dude in the behind me is going to be bitching and moaning because I'm going to be going, woo!
Next thing, we got a little bit more Spider-Man. Sinister Six movie lineup. Nothing is sacred, says the producer. Apparently, in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 definitely sets the stage for the forthcoming Sinister Six movie, which we now know will be directed by Drew Goddard of Cabin in the Woods fame. But what's not clear is the exact lineup of the supervillain team.
What they talk about in the article is you have to look at science fiction versus science reality.
Right.
Because they're trying to... Okay. I mean, they're trying to... Like I said earlier, Marvel's key thing was be fantastical, but also base it in reality.
Right.
Most of the bad guys, whatever happens to them was based in reality. You know, Doc Ock puts these arms on his back. They're mechanical. They're, you know, they're hooked into your, neural pathways.
Right.
So it's
explainable,
plausible.
Right. Except for Venom.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they'll figure out some scientific way to do that one.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They'll jack that up all kinds of crazy because he's just an alien.
Speaking of IGN, the film's producer, Matt Tomac, revealed that nothing is sacred. I mean, it's going to be the best six that you can imagine, but it's going to make sense in the world that we're building.
I would like to say that with the success of Falcon, I bet you see a Vulture.
But Vulture was an old guy.
But still, the mechanics of the character are there as far as what they're talking about, being able to do science versus science fiction.
Right.
The mechanics of the character are there now, so they could do it with, you know, in a way without trying to rip off Marvel Studios.
Yeah, fair enough. So they go on to talk about different things. They talk about, when you translate comic to film, the word classic means the first 50 issues, says Arid. Because after that, we all made changes that had to do with science fiction turning into science. I think just the need to move this world forward. That sentence doesn't make any sense. So, of course, we'll make the adaptations about these guys and what was their motivation, because many of them have multiple motivations. It depends. Is it Ultimate Spider-Man? Is it regular Spider-Man? Is
Dude,
it some three-piece issue that takes them to space?
Ultimate Spider-Man... That's a story I'd love to see on the big screen, because you get the opportunity to kill a character and still keep the character.
Is that the one that turns into the dude from Texas?
No, that's...
Scarlet Spider?
Yeah,
no, that's Ben.
He goes to Texas.
It was like a Spanish guy.
No, you're talking about Miles Morales.
Yeah.
He's from New York.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyways, so essentially what we're getting at here is this may end up being not your regular Sinister Six. It's going to end up being something different, which may or may not work for me. A little bit of DC news. We're going to talk some Arrow Season 3 talk. Spoiler-ish? Maybe. While comic book movies, let's just move on.
Go down to the bottom.
We're going to start Season 3. This is from Collider. Sat down with Andrew Kreisberg. to talk about the plans for season three. We're going to start season three with Oliver in very different circumstances than he's been before. Obviously, him being in different circumstances changes the circumstances of his paid bodyguard and paid assistant, since he can no longer pay them. Which, we still don't know how that pans out yet this season. For season three, you'll see that some of our familiar standing sets from season one and two, that you've come to know and love as being Arrow, are going to be retired for reasons that will become apparent.
Does that mean we lose the cave? By the way, why was that message deleted? It said greatest of all times.
As you see in these last episodes, we have already seen designs for some of the new sets for seasons three, which are amazing. We want the show to feel like it's constantly evolving, changing, and growing. If this year is the sequel, then next year is Arrow 3, as different as Arrow 2 is from 1. In 3, they got Ewoks. I don't know what that Ewoks thing is, but really? They also go on to say things about mixing with Flash.
And you actually have seen some of this, so you've looked into the characters recently. Arrow, the episode, the most recent one, included Danielle Pennebaker and Carlos Valdez playing the characters of Caitlin and Cisco, respectively. And you said, because I haven't watched it yet, you said it points to them being
Caitlin is apparently the... There's a good chance she could end up being... What's the name? I just said it earlier.
Oh, Killer Frost.
Killer Frost. And Cisco has already alluded to being Vibe. Like, he tries to take out somebody with this gun that shoots out a... like a pulse. A
sound pulse?
So, it was very cool. I actually thought it was really neat. With only 5 episodes left, season 2, it won't be long before we know what's in store for Arrow. For more on Laurel's new knowledge of Oliver's secret, her and Oliver's ongoing friendship/relationship, and Felicity's role in the final, head over to Collider for the full interview. There's lots of stuff. I absolutely love it. Like, I'm super excited for Flash. They're talking about, with the Flash stuff, that there's more than likely going to be crossover episodes, considering that, Buffy and Angel did lots of crossover episodes.
Yeah.
So, that's probably what's gonna happen for that, so.
Just job security for some of these actors.
Yep, I'm really, really enjoying it.
Couple of quickie things for movie. Jerry Bruckheimer is going to be doing, it would appear, Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Beverly Hills Cop 17, whatever the heck number they're on, and the Top Gun sequel. He says that Brett Ratner would direct Eddie Murphy in the new Beverly Hills Cop. What do we got left? He says, technology has changed, obviously, since we made the first Top Gun, so I think we're going to take advantage of what the world is like today with the drones kind of taking over a lot of our wars today. But is the pilot obsolete? This has been kind of done before.
Yeah, but if they stick Tom Cruise in it and Val Kilmer, I'm happy.
But this got done with, what was that one a few years back with, was it Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel, and what's his name?
I don't know the other guy's name.
Josh Lucas?
No, that was not him.
Lucas something.
Lucas Black?
No.
You're talking the guy from Tokyo Drift?
No.
No. Anyways, good movie, but I get what you're talking about. While it doesn't have a time on the table for that film, he does hope to start on Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales soon. We're working on it. It's hopefully moving forward. I will not be watching this.
I didn't even watch the fourth one.
I didn't either.
Not even.
I've not even watched it.
Didn't give two shits.
They have, to me, they've just...
Stealth! That was the name of that movie.
They have muddied the waters of that one.
Yep.
Pun intended.
And I don't know why this one is happening, but it's been more than 2 decades since Robin Williams proved the box office power of his Mrs. Doubtfire, the 1993 Chris Columbus comedy that pulled in more than $440 million worldwide. Now, The Hollywood Reporter brings word that Fox 2000 has a sequel in the works with both Williams and Columbus attached to return as star and director, respectively. Do you even want to see this? I mean, dude, he didn't have to put on the old lady makeup, at least.
Yeah, I want to see this.
How, though? He revealed who he was then. Who? How?
Maybe it's 20 years down the road, he's been doing the TV show.
What's the draw of him being pretending?
I don't know!
I don't... No! Let him just do the TV show. Let him Mork and Mindy it up for another 5 or 6 years, and then sail off into the sun. Don't put out something that's gonna, you know, kill a story for us. I saw an article the other day that was like a proof that, you know, Hollywood doesn't have an original idea. Well, no shit. They keep doing number twos of everything that should not have been a number two.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm just a staunch guy against if it was made before 2000, stop making sequels.
We're going to move on to a little bit of TV news.
As was rumored prior to this article, Heroes Reborn is going to start its life as a prequel web series.
Streaming on NBC.com, Hulu, and video on demand. The return of Heroes created quite the stir during Super Bowl advertising, but there's been little news on the return of the NBC superhero drama, which first aired on the Peacock Network back in 2006. It's expected that Heroes Reborn, which will follow an all-new cast of superpowered individuals, will begin its 13-episode miniseries adventure in 2015. But before that kicks off, the series will first return as a prequel web series available on NBC.com, Hulu, and video on demand. I am uber excited for this.
I'm going to have to watch all of Heroes again.
No, I got kind of bored towards the end. I did not like the last season because of the whole circus thing they brought in. Really did not like it at all.
So, I didn't even really get the speedster, so that's how far I went.
The speedster?
Blonde chick, run really fast.
I'm trying to remember who that was.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, wasn't that the chick that you really like?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it.
What's her name?
Well, the one who played Veronica Mars.
Yeah, that one.
I can't. Kristen Bell.
Thank you. Thought that was her.
All right, next up, last two pieces are video game news. First of all, happy birthday to the Game Boy.
Apparently, Nintendo's Game Boy turns 25 today, which makes me feel superiorly old.
Do you remember when we got them?
Oh, God, no.
We were at a birthday party with our dad at this putt-putt go-kart place.
Okay.
We're sitting at the picnic table, and they haven't given us all our presents yet.
Uh-huh.
But they hand us these Game Boys that are fully charged and have a game with them. Okay. I think it was Tetris. And we opened them, and hence did not open the rest of the gifts.
Actually, they didn't get charged. It was four double A's in the back.
That's what I meant. They're, you know, they already put the batteries in it. So you and I sat there while everyone else is playing Goonie Golf or whatever. That's where we went. And we're just sitting there playing Tetris. That's all we're doing.
I love it. So good. And then the last bit of news is list of games supposed to be at E3 this year. We're not going to go through all of them.
A new Assassin's Creed, but they're not... Two new Assassin's Creed, but they're not confirmed.
Let's see. Let's go to confirmed stuff. Call of Duty, a new Call of Duty. Wait, are these different colors?
Yeah, it depends on the system.
Oh, if it doesn't have a color, it's all three. We've got a game called Destiny coming out on all the systems.
Yeah. No.
No. The Legend of Zelda for Wii U. Look at that. Zelda coming out on Wii U.
Wii U too. Monster Hunter 4.
Hey, look. Skylanders.
Skylanders. A new Skylanders game. A new Sonic game.
It's a Sonic Boom from Sega. Holy crap.
It's gotta be Sonic.
Ultra Street Fighter 4?
Is that what 4?
Yeah, it's 4. Uncharted for the PS4 is confirmed, so we're getting another Uncharted. IGN, let's see. So there's lots of stuff on here. Let's see.
A new Tom Clancy game. A new Star Wars game. Another Battlefront? Oh my god, I might have to get another computer.
A new Sims. Mass Effect 4.
Battlefront games are my
favorite. That's not gonna happen.
Games ever.
New Madden. Why is that even on the list? Madden comes out every year.
I know, right? NCAA's not, though.
Hmm?
They had to cancel making NCAA.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the conferences wouldn't let them wouldn't allow them their likenesses anymore. Like the SEC and stuff, they were like, no, you can't use our logos anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So the one they made like last year is the last one until someone comes up with a better deal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's trippy. Let's see, anything else in here? A new Dragon Age game, possibly?
Civilization. I love those top down war games.
Right.
Like, you know, the original Warcraft and Civilizations, of course, and stuff like that. I love those games.
So, that's it for the stories this week. We're going to move on. Last week's question of the week was, which comic TV show are you looking forward to debuting? Daniel Hall says, The Flash. I am hoping that they can build on the good stories and success of Arrow.
Mike Hurley, which I believe is Pool Shark.
Yep.
He says, The Flash for sure. What, no one wants to see Aquaman?
Finally?
I'd watch Aquaman. Dude, if they ended up with, like, what they call the lower tier of the Justice League on CW, I'm down.
I was thinking about that the other night. Like, I was laying in bed. I was like, I don't know why DC doesn't just come Martian out with Manhunter, their own network.
Because Martian Manhunter, he's a cop.
Why don't they just come out with their own network?
He's a cop. Or what if he shows up on Flash because Flash is a CI?
That would be neat. Ben Brees says, I'm looking forward to Gotham. And Shane Miller says, it doesn't matter. I love The Shield. And it keeps getting better.
Our producer, Les, said, Agent Carter, big surprise. Really? No.
We're not surprised. Actually, right now, I'm most looking forward to Gotham.
Agreed.
Because I see Arrow. I love Arrow. I'm watching it.
You've got to think that Flash is gonna be going to be similar.
Similar, exactly. I know I'm going to like it. But Gotham is a new. It's going to be completely different. I am actually most looking forward to Gotham.
Do you think Law and Order lets them use their dun, dun. The opening sequence?
Dunk, dunk. And so this week's question of the week. Let's see. Nope.
No, I kind of like that third next to the last one.
What's that one?
Yeah, because it's what I just complained about. Let's see what people think.
Alright, so this week's question of the week is going to be, which movie should get a sequel that never got one? What movie would I say should get a sequel that never got one? Ooh, I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel to, hang on, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Leo DiCaprio, it's the one where they go in the dreams.
Inception.
An Inception sequel would be neat. I don't know what the story would be, but I would love to see those guys get together again. What about you?
Point Break?
Really?
I loved that movie. Oh, no! Better! Still in the Keanu Reeves thing, though. The Replacements. I'd like to see what happened to those guys.
Ooh, good movie choice. I like it. So, your question of the week, again, is what movie should get a sequel that never got one? Make sure you go to the Facebook page and let us know all your answers. And, yeah, on that note, I think we're done for the night.
We are done for the night.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a wonderful night, and we shall see you next week. Don't forget, if you want to follow us, you can go to facebook.com/nerdoftheNoob, or just go to nerdoftheNoob.com.
You can hit all of our Twitters. The Nerds is gman0184. Your Noobs is opaque_mango. And the show's is Nerd and the Noob.
And, yeah.
Email us. Anything you want to talk about, let us know. NerdoftheNoob@gmail.com.
And Dave, I promise to get these three episodes up within the next 2 days. Because I feel really, really bad. I got a lot going on the next 2 days, but
feel a little sheepish.
I do. So, alright guys, we shall see you later. Peace out.
Love you guys.